Lady DJ. Stay tuned for all the hits right after this news break on VOA 1.
I'm Steve Karish reporting. As officials wait for confirmation that Syrian troops and rebels are committed to upholding the shaky ceasefire agreed to last week, United Nations aid trucks packed with supplies for civilians trapped in the besieged city of Aleppo are still stuck at the border. The trucks have not been given the go-ahead by the Assad regime to enter northern Syria from Turkey. UN humanitarian officials in Geneva expressed their frustration on Friday.
So, as I say, it's highly frustrating. We know the world is watching.
Jens Larke is spokesman for the UN's Office for the Coordination of Humanitarian Affairs.
We are as ready to go as we can possibly be. The modalities for ensuring safe passage have not yet been cleared and given to us so that we can move.
Overall, the ceasefire has broadly held since coming into effect on Monday evening when the major three-day Muslim holiday, Eid al-Adha, started. Both rebels and the regime have accused each other of violating the truce. A Swedish appeals court has upheld an arrest warrant for WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange on rape allegations. Assange has repeatedly denied the accusation that he raped a woman in 2010 and has tried several times to have the case dismissed. Assange has been living in the Ecuadorian embassy in London after being granted asylum there in 2012. He says he fears traveling to Sweden because he thinks the Swedish government will extradite him to the United States to possibly be tried on espionage charges for his role in releasing confidential government documents. This is VOA. European Union